In the presentation, Site Manager Adrian Walker will share historical and archaeological evidence of daily life of the enslaved at Arcadia, including recent findings from their summer 2018 excavations.
One of the most interesting things that we were able to do in the 5 weeks that we were in the field was uncover the full chimney of the slave cabin that once sat there. And we did this because we wanted to be certain that it was, in fact, a double chimney. Only part of the chimney was visible on the surface. We wanted to make sure we exposed all of it. And in doing so, we found this amazing feature right in front of one of the openings.
Walker describes a dark ovular-shaped stain, which appeared to be a small pit. Excavation revealed a large, round, fist-sized piece of metal with turtle shell fragments on top of it. The artifact was sent to the UWF Conservation Lab for a full examination.
And now we have figured out that it is cannon shot. So it's not a large cannonball, but it's not the small shot that you put in a gun, but kind of a medium-sized cannon shot. So somebody obviously buried it there, but unfortunately we don't know exactly when that might have been, when they actually buried it, or maybe what the purpose is.
There could be any number of reasons why the cannon shot was buried in the pit, but at this point Walker is putting more emphasis on two extremely different hypotheses.
It could be that an African American living in that structure buried that item there for a reason, maybe a religious reason. We often find things buried under structures that were inhabited by enslaved people. So there's some ceremonial context that could be going on, or it could have been much later and maybe somebody did it as a source of grounding before lightning rods were put on structures. Because that cabin, we think it was built probably mid to late 1830s, and it stood until the early 2000s. So it was used for a very long time.
The slave cabin was adjacent to the original three-story big house known as the Simpson House, which was built around 1835 by mill owner Ezekiel Simpson. Both structures were located on a bluff overlooking the mill complex along Pond Creek. Arcadia Mill, which was one of the first and largest water-powered industrial complexes in northwest Florida, operated between 1830 and 1855. Many artifacts reflecting slave life at Arcadia have included pipe and button fragments, plain ceramics, and furniture tacks. Walker says they've also learned a lot from historical documents, such as census records from the period.
We know that in the earlier times of Arcadia, in the 1830s, leading into the mid-1840s, it was a mainly male population, cutting the trees, working in the sawmills. In 1845, 40 female slaves were introduced. They were purchased in Virginia. The newspaper actually documented that trip and purchasing them. And then it's really interesting because you can see in the census after that, you start seeing children that weren't there before. And so we watch this population grow and change, and then you start to see an elderly population.
By the time operations ceased at Arcadia in the mid-1850s, many of the slaves there had been sent to work at the owner's lumber mill in Baghdad. However, Walker notes, there's evidence that even years later, some blacks remained at the Arcadia homestead.
Several months after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, we have a Civil War era document showing that slaves were still there at the Simpson House making breakfast for Confederate soldiers. So even after emancipation, these people, they're almost cut off from the world, and so they don't know what's going on. Word hasn't traveled, and so we definitely do have at least a small core group of people still there when the Civil War is happening.
One of Walker's future goals is to find out more about what happened to the enslaved blacks at Arcadia in the decades after the industrial complex closed and slavery ended. But for now, her priority is to learn as much as she can about their life at Arcadia in order to present a more diverse, complete history of the place.
We have a full story to tell, not one-sided, and we just want to make sure people understand what that time period was like and what it was like for everyone, not just the people that were documented in the papers or who could read or write. We want everyone to embrace this full history, whether it is turmoil or not. You know, that was not a good time period in history, but we can learn from it.
According to Walker, public interpretation of the entire 6.5-acre Arcadia Mill archaeological site is now underway. It already includes a visitor center and museum and a walking tour of the former industrial complex. The Arcadia Mill homestead, including the new Simpson House Museum, will open next month. Meantime, Walker's Black History Month talk in the shadow of the Big House is this Saturday, 11 a.m. at the historic mill site in Milton. The program is being presented in partnership with the UWF Office of Equity and Diversity. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.